This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, February 19th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. A draft version of a new farm bill released last week brings back a program that benefits Central Coast farmers and food banks.
The Local Farmers Feeding Our Communities Act. We were pleasantly surprised that it was included.
Keely Cervantes is a policy and organizing manager at the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. She's referring to a House bill that would essentially revive a popular program the Trump administration ended last spring. It gave food banks money to buy from local farms, offering small-scale farmers a reliable place to sell while increasing access to fresh food.
This is a program that is very, very obvious that it's a win-win for everyone involved.
But she says overall, the draft farm bill favors larger farms, most of which grow commodity crops like wheat, rice, and soybeans.
The local and regional food systems that are key to our small farm viability in California, they get mentioned in the farm bill, but it really lacks with mandatory funding.
The last farm bill was passed in 2018, and a new one could still be a ways away. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an agreement this week with United Kingdom officials to partner on clean energy development. The waters off parts of the UK and California are prime locations for offshore wind farms. The new agreement will make it easier for California officials to collaborate with experts in the UK, where offshore wind projects have had success. In related news, UK company Octopus Energy says it'll invest $1 billion in California clean energy projects. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.